Page 279, we rise for the Baruch Hu. And the leader says, Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach. And then everyone answers, Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Leolam Vaed. Then the reader repeats, Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Leolam Vaed. And everyone sits for page 280 with the first bracha, which we say quietly. Baruch Adonai. And, you know, whenever you think someone's mumbling, they really are. So the point is to say the words as clearly as we can, either in the Hebrew or the English. And where you see the box go up one line, the third word in. So it's a third line from the bottom, third word in, umavir. And the leader will go, umavir yom umei vilayla, umavil ben yom vilayla, Adonai tzvaot shemo, el chai v'kayam, tamidim lo chaleinu leolam va'ed, Baruch Atarunai Hamari Varavim. And then either you can sing Ahavat Olam on page 282, or you can just do it quietly. But here's how it sounds if we do it out loud. Ahavat Olam Beit Yisrael Amcha Havta Torah U'mitzvot Chukim U'mishpatim Otanu Limadeta Al kein Adonai Eloheinu b'shochveinu v'kumeinu nasiach b'chukecha v'nismach b'divrei Toratecha u'v'mitzvotecha leolam ba'ed ki heim chayinu v'orech yameinu v'orech yameinu Uvahem nege yomam v'layla, yomam v'layla. And if you've said it silently, this is where the reader picks it up. Or if you've sung it out loud, this is where the reader picks it up. Ve'avatecha al tasim imenu le'olamim, Baruch Atarunai, ohev amo Yisrael. It changed to major because you go into the Shema in a major, into a happier tune. And on page 284 of the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And quietly, Baruch Shem for Machat Olam Ba'ed. And then the Shema out loud. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Bechol Vavecha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Merdecha, Ve'hayu Hadvarim Ha'ele, Asher Enochi Metzavecha, Hayom Alavavecha, Veshinantam levanecha v'dibartabam v'shivtecha v'beitecha v'lechtecha v'derech u'shochbecha u'v'kumecha u'kshartam le'ot al yedecha v'ayulet otafot b'inenecha u'chtavtam al mezuzot beitecha v'yisharecha. And on 286 we read the first paragraph in the Hebrew or in the English quietly. It happens to be one of the most difficult things to read and agree with, so that's why most people read in the Hebrew even when they don't understand it. And the last paragraph on the page we also read silently, and then the reader starts with a box. Adonai Eloheichem Emet. And then we continue silently 288 until 290, and the fourth line where the box is in the first paragraph, the reader starts. Can start one of two ways. So this is the way that we usually start. Umalchuto baratzon kivlu alihem Moshe uvnei Yisrael lechanu shirab Zimcha rabba bramuchulam. And you know the tune. Michamocha ba'elim Adonai. But I want to share with you a different tune, a jumpier tune. On page 290, the second line, the second to last word is Hamavir. And there's a faster tune written by Shlomo Karlbach for this whole page. Hamavir banna ben gidre yamsu et rotveihem et soneihem bite homotiba virau banna gevurato shimchu vehodu lishmo u malchuto hoyodaydoy beratzon kimlu aleihem mosheu v'nei Yisrael v'chanu shira V'simcha rabba ve'yamru kulam v'aymi chamocha v'aylim Adonai mi kamocha nedar bakodesh norate lo dosefele malchut chara uvanecha bokeh ayam lifnei Moshe ze eli anu ve'amru hoyavo Adonai imloch le'olam va'ed The nigun might continue a little bit, and the second to last line with a box. Page 292 is also silent, and then begins. The reader begins at the box. Ushmor tzeitenu uvoinu l'chaim ul'shalom me'ata v'yad olam ufros aleinu sukat shalomecha baruch atah Adonai haporei sukat shalom aleinu v'akol amo Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim